So tonight's shiur is going to be about the inyan of the mimos, and has to do with the minhag that we have tomorrow, that we don't make early yontif as we do, say, early Shabbos or things like that. So. So we'll discuss where it comes from and what the ramifications are. So the Torah says, "Sfartem lachem mochas haShabbos miyom aviyachem esover haknufa." Shabbos Shabbosus minos piyena has to be complete weeks. Shabbos Shabbosus minos piyena. So. If you look at Rashi and Chumash, that's what Rav Shecht always likes to point out, that the only halakhic implication that the Gemara has for Tamimos is that you start counting at night. As opposed to, because really you should count the day. Korban Omer is brought in the daytime. We should count starting the second day in the daytime. We start counting in the night. We're still counting in the night, you'll make it a full Tamimos. Because if you count it a day, it's not going to work for Mafreya. So then you miss the whole section of the night. So therefore, but the idea so that's what the Gemara says on page 3 in Samach Vav Amud Aleph. If you start counting by Erev, then it's Tamimos. But Tosfos has a Chiddush here on page 3 in Samach Vav Amud Aleph. He says, first of all, he says, maybe Safek Hashecha, you could also count, because it's only the Rabbana. So it doesn't have to be Vade Laila. That's a big Kiddush that he says that maybe you can count Sfira even before, but it's Vadayom. Because this way, the Sfira is going to be a Asid. Because if you're going to count even during Chashecha, you're going to miss part of. If the night really starts at Shkia, so then you missed that sliver. But if you start counting Mibayom, then you have a complete day. A complete night and the complete day. So that's a Chiddush. That's not brought down the halacha to do such a thing, to count in the daytime. He's saying maybe you should count in the daytime. Every in other words, towards the end of the day. Feel by Yom Samuch L'Chashecha Odif, he says, Yishum Tamimus. That's a Chiddush. And then at the end of the Tosfos, the Bahag says at the end of the Tosfos, the last four lines of Pasuk Halachas Gedolos Shib Hifsik Yom Echad Velo Sofer Shuv Eino Sofer Mishum Dabaya Tamimus. He says, "V'teim gedolahu v'lo yitachi." But it's interesting that that became the psak halacha, since it's brought in Shulchan Aruch. But the Pasha says it shouldn't be true. But it doesn't say. So you could say the pshat is like this, that the minute not to be mektabel early is maybe based on what the Gemara says. It's just the Gemara says, Emosai Atamotsi Shev Shavas Tminos Bisman Shatam Maskil Limnos Biba Erif. So it all says it's you don't count the day, you count the night. So there's no basis in the Gemara. It's like a Shekhar put that. There's no basis in the Gemara that you can't make an early Yantif. There's no basis in the Gemara. Because the Gemara just says Tmimus means you should count at night. Because if you don't count at night, you count the day, then you missed the whole night before. And then the Bahag has his Kiddush about the Bahag has his Kiddush. And then what? And the but that's it. Where does this come from? Not to start Yontif early on Shavuos, not to daven Ma'ariv early. But what is it? So you have to look first now in the Masas Binyamin. On page 4 is the Sharbrot from the Masas Binyamin. Page 5 here. Yeah. Let's look at page 5. The Tzasi Kostov, the Shein Mori Marash, the Sheinim, the Lel Rishon Shachak Shavuos, Mamtinin im Hakiddush, Ar Halayla Mamish. She Yikadish Kodim Halayla, Yichasim Ma'at Miyom Mem Tesla Sfira, Uksiv Sheva Shabosos Timios Diana, etc. So he says, that if you'll make Kiddush early, you'll chisel off part of that last day and then felt in Tamimus. So the question at hand is what's the what is it in a Kiddush? What about Ma'ariv? As Mashmas will see that Ma'ariv is maybe not a problem. He only says it's the Kepedas on the Kiddush. So we'll see. Some Achronim hold you should wait with Ma'ariv also. But the Masas Binyamin was only concerned with the Kiddush. So therefore, if you're the, so that's not such a hard thing. I mean, it's all you will walk home and this, they can, you know, you'll have, it's all you make Kiddush. You know, even if you didn't wait so much for the Ma'ariv, but for the Kiddush, you'll be okay. But what's the why dafka the Kiddush? Let's see how it's brought down. But that's the sword, Masas Binyamin. And the Shalom HaKadosh, here on page 6, page 7, he also says, up the Shalom HaKadosh on page 7, he says the whole thing here. Chag Shavuos hu asher tziva Hashem Yisbarach lasos chag achar shiva shavosos shel sfira. Kabalti mimori hagoy marash milublin, shikabel ish mipi ish mipi hagoy rabbeinu Yaakov Folk, shelo lasos kiddush shulecho b'lel rishon shel chag Shavuos ad seis hakachovim. Batam mibnei shev sfira ksiv sheva shavosos tmimos tiyana. Im ken shev kaddish So he's saying that if you make Kiddush, then you mekabel the chag. It's interesting, even though the Rambam holds that it doesn't hold from Tosefta Shabbos. The Rambam doesn't have the din of Tosefta Shabbos. He only has Tosefta Yom Kippur. Doesn't have Tosefta Shabbos. But yet he brings down the din that you can be Mekadosh Mibod Yom. So the standard answer that's given, Rav Zsolti has in the Sefer and others, is that the Rambam is that Kiddush is not Kabbalah Shabbos. Kiddush is just you're making Kiddush, Kodim Hazman. You're welcoming Shabbos, Kodim Hazman. But it's not that it's by definition Kabbalah Shabbos. because he doesn't hold from Kabbalah Shamus Mivod Yom. But you can still make Kiddush. But he's saying here, but you don't have to agree with the Rambam. If you hold not like the Rambam, you hold it as a din of Tosefta Shabbos. So then, when you make Kiddush, so that's for sure Tosefta Shabbos. Because you're saying Mekadosh Yisrael Vazmani, Mekadosh HaShabbos. So then you're taking away from the full day. But again, that's not, as Rav Shechter pointed out, it's not the Gemara. So he says, V'al tishiveini, imashem spalim az hatfila mivod yom. But they're still daven Maariv early. So what's the idea? Dafka, the Kiddush you shouldn't make, but Maariv you could daven. So he says, no, it's not a kasha. Zayin a klum. Rav Yosher tzali shal motzai Shabbos b'Shabbos. In other words, you could daven Maariv and motzai Shabbos, but it's still Shabbos.
Right.
You can't do malacha. You don't end the Shabbos, but you could still daven early.
You say it from the time.
He's the brachas. Have a gav da dain. Mam is Shabbos gomer hu. Val tiksha mi kiddush ha-shliach tzibur b'beis ha-knesses. So apparently, they're going to make kiddush on yontif in shul. Even though he says, no, don't make Kiddush on the Erev Shavuos, Mivod Yom, but he says, but the Kiddush and Shul is okay. Because that's what they did. Zeino El Mishvil Orchim, Volomexi Klum, Kim Chasim Sheva Shabbos, Timimus. Vashaykin Iluhay Kol Yochim, Kanach Lasmo, Yamatsin, Vadlokas Neres Kanaka, Sas Domu Zesh, Shlil Tsuyim, Vadlikam, Vesa Kadensis, Mivod Yom, just like you have a concept of the Shlil Tsibor. Is Mekadesh. He makes Neir's Chanukah. So too, he makes Kiddush. And the Tzibur is not Yotzei with the Hadlokas Neir's. So too, the Tzibur is not Yotzei with the Kiddush. Only the Orchim were sleeping in the shul. So that doesn't make a difference. But he's assuming that davening Maariv is not going to mekabel yontif, but saying Kiddush is al korcha kabbalas yontif. Not like the Rambam. Rambam says even making Kiddush is not kabbalas yontif, kabbalas Shabbos. But he's saying that, okay, so but you say mekadosh haShabbos, mekadosh Yisrael v'Hazman, so that's...
So what about doing malachas? Like if you daven Maariv early and or you hear Kiddush and Shul, can you do malachas after that? Because you haven't been kabel.
You mean according to the Rambam?
Well, no. According to this idea that you can say Shavuos, you know, you can daven Maariv early, but it's not really being makabel yontif yet.
Right.
So then when you go home after davening Maariv, even with all the insertions, you know, where all the yontif Maariv, can you still do malachas after that?
Yeah, the nursing home Kiddush Shaila. For those who are shy about people who go to visit the nursing homes to make Kiddush for their relatives, and then they want to go drive home afterwards. So they're going to make Kiddush Friday for the relatives, say Mekadosh HaShabbos, and then drive home. So is that... It's not proper. Right? You know, you have kavanah not to be to mekabel Shabbos, but then you say mekadosh Shabbos. So it's interesting because in the Maariv, we're going to say mekadosh Yisrael v'Hazmanim, right? So it's interesting. In other words. Because he's not so concerned. So the fact that he's saying Mekadosh HaShabbos is not the issue. It's the Kiddush on Alakos. Because he's saying Maariv early is not the issue either. Even though Maariv early also saying, right? Mekadosh Yisrael v'Hazmanim.
can see that the people some the blue spheres on the trying to save it. And they don't want the Shmira part of the Shmira spirit.
Mm-hmm.
And you spirit
part
of the Shabbos.
Yeah. So it's a little difficult. Yeah. Yeah. The question is, what does Kiddush have that davening doesn't have? Well, Kiddush, you say, Mekadosh Yisrael v'Azmanim, so davening also say, right? So why is Kiddush so?
Don't some say by saying on Shabbos Shmoneh Esrei by Hulu, it's as if you accepted?
Okay, maybe, but he's saying like what the Masses Binyamin says that they used to daven early, and that they did even on Erev Shavuos. But the Kepedi says you shouldn't make Kiddush. So I guess you have to say that he's holding that the davening, Meyer, you could daven early. So the Kaddish Yisrael Vazmanim and the Maariv is not a Kabbalah's Vashenkin and Mekaddish HaShabbos.
It's like in the Sari he says a Kiddush Shal, right? Is that it looks like a Kasser. Like by Shal, it doesn't look like you're being Kasser by the Thumos because just making Kiddush Shal is what you do. But presumably it's the same Sari by Maariv, right? Even if the Maariv detects what you're saying in your own Shon Eser, it is a young thing. Well, let's say just you go to Shul on the same hour. That's not nicker like you're being a chaser from the Tumos, but if you are coming home and making a Kiddush, that's much more nicker. The only reason you're doing that is because you're starting out there, which is taking away from the day.
Yes, you're saying Maariv, you can let it down in Vodyo. Now, this particular Maariv, you're going to say Mekadosh HaShabbos, but that's the Nusach. But that Mekadosh HaShabbos is not the same, or Mekadosh HaShabbos is not the same as Mekadosh HaShabbos of the Kiddush. I guess you have to say that's a Kiddush.
Yeah.
So even though it's the same words, Kaddish Shel Vazmani, we say in the Shnilu Shmoneh Esrei, he said also in the Kiddush Alakos. But he says the Kiddush Alakos bothers him to say Mibod Yom, but in the Kaddish Shel Vazmani in Shmoneh Esrei doesn't bother him. And that's what the Shloss said, that's what the Masses Binyamin said.
So a person could daven Maariv, this logic says if you daven Maariv, you have to stay on Maariv, then go home and ring the doorbell.
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't tell anyone to actually do that, yeah. You know. But that's if you push me to the wall, maybe in a chanami, that's what he's saying. That's not a. That doesn't take to mimus because that's not a. You know, a Kabbalah Shabbos. I mean, we assume that it is. We don't do our minigas, we wouldn't do malacha. You know. And Rabbi Bari, I once asked him his opinion on that Shaila of the nursing home. If someone comes to the nursing home and says Kiddush and then drives home before the Zman, he was not happy with that mahalak. Oh, so that's but now not everyone agrees. You'll see now in the Taz on page 8 says on the left side says Ma'achrin lahaskel arvis v'chrisos shavuos v'shi yimei hasfir t'mimus. So the Taz is mechuluk with this. The Taz says you should be ma'achr the marv, not just the din and kids. It should be Ma'ach and the Ma'ach. Because it makes sense. Because, you know, it's the same thing. It's the same words. It's a little bit more difficult to understand, So there's a tshuva in the Chasam Sofer's Einikol, the Soros tshuva here, on page 12. Okay, it says a lot of things, but the thing that I want to show you now is Tosefta Shabbos, Tosefta Yom Tov, Daraisa. So how does that stem with Tumimus? So he says, yeah, in the middle of the page, page 12, on the left side, first word on the line is, hey, who had din? Left side, page 12, in the middle of the page, the first two words are, hey, who had din? B'shvus, havei tosefes yodiv d'oraisa, im kei neimi gam kei, hapei ha-kodesh ha-omer t'mimus t'yena, with the Torah ha-kdoisha, that says t'mimus t'yena, also says, siva l'haisif, Michol al Kodesh. Right? The Torah says you have to be Moisif if you hold Tosefis Yontif. And the Torah also says Tamimus. Kim is a Mitzvah Tamimus at Kabbalah Yontif. So the Pshat is that Tamimus is until the Zman of Kabbalah Yontif. Miyashi Kabbalah Yontif, Chalav Avar also Yom. For Hiskel Yoma Acher. So in other words, the day was Tamimus. Because now it's the next day. You Makabo. That's not Mechasir. Also Yom Acher and Eno Moshar Yimei Sphere, El Yomo Magia. Because every other day of Sphere is 24 hours. But this is the day is still Kabbalah Yontif. And since there's a mitzvah of Kabbalah Yontif and Mibod Yom, so then, unless you say the following, unless you say that some poskim hold, this is Rabbi held, that the Iker of Tosefta Shabbos and Yontif is not being Mekabel. It's just being Parish Mimalacha. Being Parish Mimalacha. So, some people, myself included, try to be Makbir, to have a verbal Kabbalah of Shabbos before Shkia, or Yontif before Shkia. But some held, your big thought. Yeah, that's a separate question. Whether you could still daven mincha. That deserves its own shiur and its own right. But it could be that he's saying that Tmimus is the whole day until Kabbalah Yontif. But if you hold that you don't have to be Makabel, it's just so then you can say there's a mitzvah, then you can answer his kasha. You can say that the mitzvah of Tosefis, you fulfill through your Prisha Mimalacha. You're not doing Malacha a little bit before Shkia. That's how you become the mitzvah. But and you're also not chiseling away from Tamimus. Maybe Tamimus Taka means a full Tamimus. Not like what he said over here. That Tamimus he's saying Tamimus means until you Mekabel Yontif, because you have to Mekabel Yontif early. But that's only if you assume that the mitzvah of Tosefis is Tola in Kabbalah. But it could be mitzvah of Tosefis is not Tola in Kabbalah. Mitzvah of Tosefis is just not being parished with Molocha before this man. And Mimela, but the Kabbalah, you're not Mekabel anything. It's full. Mitzvah Tosefis Shabbos Yontif. It's just not doing malacha on the vach, the end of the vach of Friday or Erev Yom. But he's assuming no, it's a Kabbalah. So then the mitzvah of Tamimus is till the zman of the Kabbalah. But if you hold that there's no Kabbalah, and you still be yotzei with prishim and malacha, so then you don't have to say what he says, and then. You could assume that you can be kabbal tos yoytze tos the mitzvah of Tamimus because with full Tamimus, but you also yoytze Tosefis with the prishim of Malacha. That's not a stira because it's not pshat that it becomes night. It's pshat is that the prishim of Malacha is when it's still chol. That's the mitzvah. The way some say it's based on the Rashi, the Rashi of Chumash says that Kadosh Baruch Hu can know exactly when the Yontif starts, the Shabbos starts. So he could do malacha till the very end. And he won't be nichshal to do malacha on Shabbos or Yontif. But we, Basa V'dam, we're not able to be so exact. So we have to make a harchaka and be mekabel early. Not be mekabel early, but boidol be malacha early. And in Memela, so if you hold the whole mitzvah is just being boidol be malacha be boid yom, it's not a Kabbalah. So then there's no stira in the idea that you need tmimus and the idea that there's a mitzvah of Tosefis. But if you want to say that the mitzvah of Tosefis is to be mekabel, so then maybe you can tie in that it's taka stira. How is it going to work? So then you have to say that taka, maybe the mitzvah is of tmimus is till the zman of that you mekabel. And in the Hanami, this day will be shorter than the rest of the red days of Sphere. So that's what. Okay, so that's a whole discussion here. Okay, let me say over another.
I always thought the Indian of Tais with Shabbos is that I can make part of Yom Shishi Shabbos.
That's what.
Not making Yom Shishi shorter. Part of Yom Shishi also has a Kedusha Shabbos.
Yeah, that's that. That is
my,
one.
And here, I can't make my day shorter.
Right.
By making Kiddush, I'm making the last day of the Sphere shorter.
Right. So that's what those poskim held, the Masses Binyamin and the. But the Soros Tshuva held no, that if there's a mitzvah to be Mekabel and you're saying it becomes like a shtickel Shabbos in the Vach, then maybe there's no stira. Tmimus here will just mean until, because there's a mitzvah of Kabbalah, if you're saying that the mitzvah is Kabbalah, so you have to be Mekabel, Mibot Yom, and there's a mitzvah of Tmimus, so there's no stira, you do Tmimus until there's Man Kabbalah, and that's what Tmimus meant over here. Because the Tmimus didn't mean to be Mafkia, the mitzvah that we have every Shabbos and every Erev Yontif, but it meant until there's Man HaMitzvah. There are some achronim want to say that maybe Shavuos doesn't have the mitzvah of Tosefes Yontif. Because if you hold the mitzvah of Tosefes Yontif, it's the Mekabel, and then you're saying that that's Pogeim Tmimus, so maybe the din of Tmimus, some want to say, is Mechadish to us that there's no mitzvah. There's Tosefes Sukkos, and there's Tosefes Pesach, but not Tosefes Tosefes Shavuos. But he thought that it's fair to say such a thing. That this mitzvah doesn't apply to mitzvah. Tosefes Shabbos, Tosefes Yantam. But Shavuos is different. Shavuos is erger.
What if you extended it later? Shavuos later. You know, instead of starting, you don't start it early, but end it later.
And what?
And Yantif. Like,
what is that going to help?
Isn't that Tosefis?
Tosefis Lachareh.
Right.
But there's also Tosefis Lachareh and Tosefis Lachareh.
Right. Is one
going to be
other?
No.
I thought we also can't start Pesach early and Sukkot early.
No, that means that we can't eat the matzah early and we can't sit in the Sukkot early. But there's a still Kedushas Hayoim of Malacha and Kedushas Hayoim that still is a mitzvah.
So according to Masim Yom, if you make Kiddush early, so it's already yesterday's over, it's already Sukkot.
Yeah. But so you still.
You should be on Sukkot early.
Well, that's, you know, the Machloek is the Marshal and the Taz about Shemini Atzeres, if you mean Mekabel
right.
Early.
Right. What happens with that?
Yeah. Okay, let's say a word to Tmimus. I'll be Jewish. I'll say over something that Rav Nissen Alpert, that's how I said over at the Levaya, Rav Moshe Feinstein. And it has to do with Tzmimus. First, I want to say over something that Pinchas Friedman from Belz said over a drush on the pasuk in Kiseitze, page 19. Lo yevacha b'kischa evan v'evan gedol lo katan. So, page 19. So, literally, that means that you shouldn't cheat on the weights. Right? He said, al derech hadrush. He said, there's some people that are very makbid ben adam l'makom, but not so much ben adam l'chavero. And some people fakir. Ben adam l'chavero, they're very makbid, but not so much ben adam l'makom. So, the luchos had shnei avonim. The first five of ben adam l'makom, the last five of ben adam l'chavero. So that's what the Torah is saying. Lo yebakischa evan ve'evan gedol uktana. Don't make one of the avonim big and one of them avonim. You have to have avonim evan shleim of atzedek. In other words, both should be the same size. You shouldn't make one bigger than the other. That was the word that the Pinchas Friedman said over. But the word that Rav Nissen Alpert said over. I remember we the Moshe Levi was on Tainus Esther. And then we had the Mizpurim, so we were in Rav Shechter's home, so a lot of the guys didn't understand the Hespedim because they were in Yiddish. So he said over the, Rav Shechter said over the Hesped of Rav Nissen Alpert. Now it's printed in the Amatara of Yagudis Yisrael. They printed what Rav Nissen Alpert said. So he says like this, and this is Rav Shechter said over this from I don't know if the Saru point was part of Rav Nissen Alpert, but the same idea over Rav Shechter said it over. But it says, one of the mumim in Korbanos, in Parshas Emor, is Piseach Ochar Sarua. What does Sarua mean? So Zot Rashi, She'echa me'evarav gadol mechaveiro. In other words, if you have one eye big and one eye normal, so that's a mum. Because one is bigger than the other. It's not symmetrical. You have one arm that's much longer than the other. That's a mum. So he said that Rav Moshe, some people are gedolim in some areas. They're gadol in learning, they're gadol in lomdos. But in other things, they're regular, not gadol. So that's a mum because you have a, like Rav Shechter said over here, big arm, but your right left arm, but your right arm is like everyone else. But if both are huge, then that wouldn't be a boom. That's just you're huge. So that's what he writes on page 22. Omru al Maran, Shuhagonal ha normal biyoser. Shalafamim bitzdayan oda betchunim siyemis midi seira, he boletus mafila al shart chudas. Because sometimes a person's very big in one thing. And that, and everything else is normal. So that would be a mum. Ilu Rabbeinu he agodol b'kol, gold b'hasmada, b'hasbara, b'ora, b'midas, b'anova, b'chasidus, etc. And therefore, he was, Shachter said over the Sarua thing, maybe it was from Rav Nissen also, but that was what Rav Nissen said. And I quoted my Sefer here on Chumash, in Vayikra here, and then in Shleimus Adam on page 24, and that's the idea of Sarua. But that's the word of Shechel said over from Rav Nissen Alpert. I don't know if Rav Nissen said the Sarua thing or Rav Shechel said the Sarua thing, but that's the idea that the mimos means you don't have a mum. And a mum means that you're excelling in everything. Not like, oh, you're big in learning, but mimos, you're just regular. Moshe was a god of midos, a god of the learned. That was the idea. So that's the Kabbalah Satora, that we went after mimos, that we should have, we should try to do our best in learning, in chesed, in all areas of Yiddishkeit. Like Pinchas Friedman said, lo yebechizcha evan ve'evan gedol uktana. You shouldn't have one of the avonim is a big thing that you're stressed at, but the other one is small or regular. Evan shleima, they should both be... And that's the Hanufa for Kabbalah Satora, the Tmimus. We have a complete Sfira. So Be'ez Hashem, we should be Mekabel Torah on Shavuos. This year should be a Kabbalah for the whole year. We should have Tmimus. We should have the Godless in all areas, not just in Ben Adam L'Mokom, but even in Chaveiro. And we should have that. That's because it's, so I wish everyone a good Yontif. And, the Shabbos, and Bez Hashem continue our kviyas after Yontif, after Shabbos, Bez Hashem. Should all be gesund, and we recapitulate the Torah with a brand and a good health, as the Rambam says, to be in order of us to learn and do mitzvahs. We need the health and the brachas of the guf in order to have that shleimus. So we should all be zoichet to the shleimus. I wish everyone a good Yontif, a good Shabbos, Kol Tov.
Amen. Amen.
Shabbos, good Yontif, I'm sorry.
Hold on. Hold on.
Got to be.